This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
In this episode, I want to talk about why you should read more fiction books. So we're going kind of in a little bit of a different direction, but stay tuned because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. In today's episode, I want to talk about why you should read more fiction books. Now, here's the thing. As someone who consumes personal development content, as someone who is sort of involved in this world, which I assume you are because you listen to this podcast, it's very normal for you to consume personal development books, maybe some business books, maybe some cooking books, basically nonfiction stuff. It's very easy and normal to do. But what about the other side? Because there's only so much that the education part can do for us. A lot of it just has to be inspiration. A lot of it is art. A lot of growth comes from art. And that's what fiction books do. So let's look at it this way. If you are reading a personal development book, you might hear the story of an entrepreneur who came from rock bottom and made it big. And that's great. That's huge. That is a fantastic way to learn the steps, to understand what you're doing wrong, and to push yourself in a different direction. And so you should embrace those things. But, and this is a big but, that's not the only piece. Because in order to be successful, you still need the creative part. In order to be successful, you still need the inspiration, the art. You still need to be able to think outside of the box. You still need to be able to think in a human way. It's not just a step-by-step process. And so while those personal development nonfiction books can give you the tools and the steps to change your life, well, you also need to embrace fiction, because fiction gives you the art, because fiction gives you the language, because fiction speaks about the world around you in an abstract way. It allows you to think outside of the box. It allows you to think on a higher level than just the straight step-by-step transactional approach that we all take. And that's really what it's about. Because in order to be successful, we need both. In order to be successful, we need both. We need the steps, the lessons learned, the process, the things we need to do day by day. But we also need the inspiration, the humanity, the beauty. We need both. So here's my advice to you. And this is going to be sort of a shorter episode, it seems. But here is my advice. Read personal development. Read the Tony Robbins. Read the Brian, whatever his name is. Read his books. Read all of the things out there that show you the process, the journey, the step-by-step. That stuff is good. But then also pick up Harry Potter, or pick up Lord of the Rings, or pick up a romance novel, or pick up something, a classic. Pick up something that isn't real, something that isn't based in reality, because those books hold in them stories. They hold commentary on the world around us. You know, these ideas came from somewhere for those authors. They came from trends within the larger world. And so they're connected back to what it is that you're possibly facing right now. But if you simply consume the personal development, you're going to be missing the other half. You're going to be missing the ability to come up with an idea. Sure, you'll be able to regurgitate things and you'll be able to say the same things that every other personal development person is saying. And maybe you'll be able to take the steps and start to see some change in your life, but you'll never see explosive change without the originality. And that originality comes from flexing and growing the side of the brain that is abstract, that doesn't think in step by step, that connects ideas that you had 12 years ago to an idea that you have today. And that's really, I think, the main benefit. And so forgive me if I sound like I'm rambling a little bit, because part of this show is me figuring these things out as I share them with you. It's my way of learning how to improve my life and how to make good decisions and how to create a career and a financial situation and a relationship and a physical body and just how to improve every area of my life. This is my journey to learning that and sharing those lessons learned with you. And so as I'm going through this episode, here's one thing that's popping into my mind as we sort of discuss this. You see, personal development is important. I wouldn't have created this show if it wasn't. But the creativity side is important because it allows you to pop, because it allows you to connect ideas, because it allows you to come up with the things that can change your life. You know, if you're just step by step, if you're just following directions, this is how this person changed their life. And so if you follow the same steps, you're going to change it too. Well, we know that that's not quite accurate. We know that that person's experience is totally different from yours. And so you need to be able to take the steps and marry them back in a creative way to your own life. And the way you do that is by being more creative, is by employing the side of your brain that allows you to connect seemingly disparate ideas. And that side of the brain, that gets flexed by reading fiction. That piece of the brain, that creative side, that art side, that humanity side, the part that isn't just step by step working like a machine, that gets flexed, that grows through reading fiction. And that's why it's important. Because you can only get so far by following instructions. This world demands that you and I take control of our own lives, that you and I set our own rules to an extent, that you and I find our own path. And the only way we can do that is by being enormously creative on a day-to-day basis. Creativity doesn't come from following directions. It doesn't come from reading facts and then regurgitating them. It comes from consuming a wide body of influences, both on the nonfiction step-by-step side and on the fictional creative side, and marrying them into something new that we can apply to our own lives. And that's what I want you to do. So I encourage you to pick up a fiction book, either read them at the same time or take a break from the personal development for a little while, but pick up something that is fictional, that is one of your favorite genres. For me, it's sci-fi or fantasy. And just read that for a little bit. Flex that side of your brain. Reconnect with your humanity. And I can almost guarantee you that your creativity will go through the roof. And so with that said, quick announcement. As of like 2 days ago, this show is in the top 10 of the health charts on iTunes and the top 100 of all podcasts on iTunes. And so I want to just say thank you to the people that have been with me since day one, about a year ago, 13 months or so. And a quick thank you to the new people, the people who are just discovering this show, the people who just learned about Tiny Leaps and are jumping in right now and are reaching out and telling me what you think. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have no idea how humbling this is and how incredible it feels to be here, to be ranking as highly as we do, but most importantly, to have the community growing as quickly as it is around this message. Now, I don't know how long that ranking is going to last. iTunes tends to be a little fickle, and so I won't be surprised if tomorrow we're off the charts entirely. But the fact that I was able to see this, that I was able to see us ranked number three across all health podcasts in the country, that is just mind-blowing. So thank you. And with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. I want to remind you to hit subscribe, to leave a review, and to share this episode with one friend or family member. And until the next episode, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.